This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Major Dan Rooney is a PGA professional, a USGA member. He's a fighter pilot. Served three tours in Iraq and the founder of the Folds of Honor Foundation. And over the last 4 years, I can't believe it's been 4 years, he's become a friend to this program. It's great to have Major Dan Rooney back on the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Dan.
One of my favorite towns in America for a variety of reasons, and it is a great weekend to be an American as we celebrate God and country at golf courses all over this great nation, and it's an honor to be spending a little bit of it with you.
I appreciate you doing this. We're going to get to that. When's the last time you were in the cockpit?
I was in the cockpit about a week ago. So as a member of the 301st Fighter Squadron out of Tyndall Air Force Base, which is not too far from you guys, by the way, it's in Panama City, Florida, I get to go slip the Surly Bond, as we call it, and fly that jet around supersonic about 5 days a month when I'm not putting my other hat on at Folds of Honor.
All right, so you're down there on the Gulf Coast, right, when you're serving. So it would take you in that fighter jet how long to get from Panama City to Augusta?
It would probably, you're asking me to do public math here, about 10 minutes.
No. Give me the real answer. Give me the real answer.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Wow.
We got about 1.4 Mach in that airplane. So, we're pretty quick.
Good for you. Well, are you having a good time doing that? I know it's what you did. You stopped doing it for a while, but you love being back in the cockpit, don't you?
It is in my DNA, John. I mean, it truly is, and that is where, you know, this all started, was being a fighter pilot, and God said, hey, I need all your talents. There aren't many of them, trust me, for about 4 years to really pour it into Folds of Honor. And you know, I did that and then had the opportunity to get back in the cockpit and doing a super cool thing. It feels great to put the uniform on and, as we say, kick the tires and light the fire. And it's just awesome.
It is Labor Day weekend. We're going to talk about Patriot Golf Day. But as often as you've been on the program, radio is that kind of medium. I do like to remind everybody what the organization is. Again, in your great Reader's Digest version, Folds of Honor does what?
Yeah, we provide scholarships to spouses and children who've had someone either killed or disabled defending our freedoms. And it's been an amazing year for us. We awarded our 10,000 scholarship, put about $13 million out the door, and we're changing lives all across this country. And a little-known statistic, it's now less than one-half of 1% that serve in the United States military. So this weekend represents the opportunity for all of us to go out there and say thank you, play a little golf, make a donation, whatever you can, and then we get to pay it forward to these families.
Over the last year, 18 months or so, you guys formed an important alliance and partnership with NASCAR, and for those who may not be familiar with the Quick Trip convenience stores, that you also with that organization, how's that relationship been with NASCAR?
Game changing, and we have a very simple methodology because I'm a simple guy, and it's getting in front of, you know, God fearing, flag waving, traditional Americans. And when you look at golf, certainly that is our heartbeat. But when the opportunity came to become part of NASCAR and our great friends, as you mentioned, at Quick Trip and Coca-Cola actually wrote the sponsorship check to push out Folds of Honor on Fox for a 4.5-hour broadcast. I mean, it changed us. It truly took the whole organization to an entirely different level. And an awareness to a completely different market of folks with NASCAR. And that nation has stood with the Folds of Honor in a variety of ways, but it's a huge blessing. We're back down there at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, March of 2016, and we're already planning for it.
I don't want to get deep into your business. I don't want you to name names, but what has come from that relationship? Can you single out one instance of something that has come from that NASCAR relationship that has meant so much to the organization?
Well, there's one driver in particular, Kevin Harvick. And Kevin, as we know, won the Sprint Cup last year and has become a true friend. And through that relationship of Kevin, he actually brought Outback Steakhouse on board and Jimmy John Subs, both significant donors that we have national campaigns with. So I think, you know, that's at the top of the list. And then the fact that we became an official charity for the Fox Network. So not only on the sports side, but the news side, they were so impressed with our mission. They picked us up and they run our PSAs literally year round. And so it's just been an incredible fallout of goodness from this.
We are talking with Major Dan Rooney from the Folds of Honor Foundation. All right, this weekend, Labor Day weekend, annually, Patriot Golf Day. Explain that.
Yeah, we are, again, so blessed to have a wonderful partnership in the PGA of America and the USGA. But as a PGA golf professional myself, and that's where my call sign comes from, Noonan, by the way, from the movie Caddyshack. But as a PGA golf professional, we have the opportunity to accept donations from golfers all across America. We have nearly 6,000 golf courses that register as Patriot Golf Day facilities. You can find them on patriotgolfday.com. Look for a facility there in the Augusta, Atlanta, greater area. And simply go out and play golf, and there'll be a spot to make a donation. You know, it's $1, $5, $10. And the beauty of this day is we estimate about 2.5 million golfers tee up over Labor Day weekend. We'll raise somewhere around $6 million that then will be paid forward in the form of scholarships to these spouses and children who've had someone killed or disabled, defending the freedoms that allow us to go out and play golf and do everything else we do in this country.
It can be, Dan, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. It can be more than one golf course in an area, in a region. Many golf courses in the area can participate.
Absolutely. So, and we always tell golfers, I mean, this is grassroots because golfers have gone to their local club or public facility and say, hey, you know, you guys need to be signed up for Patriot Golf Day. I mean, there's just no reason. It's really easy to do. And I literally, you know, put a container on the front desk there and people can drop in donations and they send it back to us. So absolutely, we've got huge participation, you know, in metropolitan areas across the country.
You mentioned how much it raised last year. Do you remember how much Patriot Golf Day raised the very first year?
1.1 million.
So you went over a million the first year.
The first year. Yeah, incredible. And literally, we announced it 3 weeks prior to Labor Day weekend. And God said, I like this idea. That's the only logical explanation. But we've continued, thankfully, to grow as an organization and impact lives through educational scholarships.
I always, whenever you're on the program, put you on the spot. You always come through, by the way. Give me another real-life story, that maybe a more recent real-life story in the last year or so, of how the Folds of Honor has changed a life.
You know, I mean, this year was really special because we awarded our 10,000th scholarship, and it's just amazing. And there was a story, Miles Eckert, and Miles was actually on the national news. He had found a $20 bill walking into Cracker Barrel, and I don't know if you saw this story, but he paid it forward. He wrote a little note and he handed it to a lieutenant colonel, and the note read, "You remind me of my dad, who I lost in Iraq. And I wanted you to give you this $20 bill." And this story went viral on YouTube. And I was able to reach out through the national news and through the Air Force to find this young boy. And it turned out he had two other siblings. They're all Folds of Honor scholarship recipients. And Miles is highly functioning, but had Asperger's and was unable to get the tutoring that he needed to really fulfill his potential. And Folds of Honor was able to come in and fill that void. as well. And, you know, I think the big message for all of us in this is that when you're inspired in life, and whatever that is, if you fail to take action, that inspiration is meaningless. And I think that really summarizes, you know, that story and folds, and we continue to take action every day on behalf of what's now 1.2 million dependents that have had someone killed or disabled in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're able to thankfully educate some of those folks.
It's one of my favorite people. Get out and play golf this weekend for Patriot Golf Day. Major Dan Rooney, as always, Dan, whenever I pick up the phone and ask, you're there. I appreciate it. Have a great holiday, Major, and thank you for doing this.
I will, and I just encourage everybody to echo your sentiment. Get out there, play golf. And from year one, I said this, you cannot mow your lawn this weekend because your country needs you. So God bless for having us on and keeping spreading the message for us.